Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That is right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some small changes that you make to your diet that you're going to get some very big results. Now, a lot of times, Lee, when people are looking to make dietary changes, first of all, they get overwhelmed and they say, you know what, I got to cut out the bad stuff. I'm going to go, you know, only going to eat fruits, vegetables. And before you know it, they don't do anything.
They can't.
They're off that plan. They're off that plan. So we're going to give you some small things that you can do that really make a big difference. Number one, and this is, as you notice, I'm saying what you should be eating, okay? And this is eating more nuts. Don't take out some other stuff. Just eat more nuts and seeds, about 2.5 ounces a day. And we're talking about things like walnuts. We're talking about things like pistachio nuts.
Chia seeds.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds, they're all wonderful sources of alpha-linolenic acid, which are, which is the plant source of the omega-3 fats. Very good. And what it will do is it will help lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol, in your blood. And a lot of times people are afraid to take nuts because there's a lot of calories. A lot of calories. But I think if you do it the way you do it with the nuts is you take a prepackaged amount.
Yes.
And then that's all you got.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like you have don't bring the bottle with you. It's hard to shut the bottle down.
No, that's danger.
Yeah, if you eat it by the canister, that's when you add a lot of calories.
You don't want to mindlessly eat nuts. That's not a good plan.
So don't mindlessly eat nuts and make sure you get enough, about 2.5 ounces per day. The other things that you want to do is these are called swapping decisions that you're going to make. And this is like you want to look for easy things to do that you can swap out veggies for your grains. Like, for instance, you know, we all love to eat hummus. A lot of times people eat the hummus and the pita. Well, why don't you just substitute out the pita for baby carrots, maybe for some cucumbers, maybe for some green peppers. Because what you want is you want that crunchy thing. And vegetables are a great way.
Right,
you're not
like,
really missing the bread. It's not the bread. The hummus tastes good by itself. You just want something to put it on.
Don't you do wraps with lettuce instead of pita?
I do. I'm going to actually get to that. I do that.
That's trading a vegetable for a grain.
Right. But again, baby carrots, you're looking for something crunchy, something that you could eat the hummus with. Another thing you can do is, the other thing I like to talk about is replacing the bread when it comes to a sandwich with lettuce. And if you get enough wraps, wrap that thing around, get a nice, strong...
Go heavy on the lettuce.
Go heavy, because it's cheap.
You don't need one.
Right.
And it's not a scarcity of lettuce.
You know, there's nothing worse when you go to like a place with those Thai lettuce wraps, like P.F. Chang's.
That are like see-through.
No, yeah. But they only give you like 2 pieces of lettuce. You're like, what?
That's where you're skimping
is on the lettuce? Come on, cut me a whole half of a lettuce.
Go nuts.
Stick it up. Yeah, exactly. The other thing that you should be doing is using more spices that are healthy. Cumin, curry, curcumin, these are all, garlic, these are all wonderful spices that you want to use.
Not salt.
Well, don't worry so much about the salt, but these are wonderful anti-inflammatory spices that curb inflammation, make things taste really good. The other thing you want to do is eat more plant foods that use colors to your advantage, like cranberries, avocado, bell peppers, nuts, eggplants. You want your dish to look like something like from an art show, you know, and the more colorful, the better. When you look at that, you go, wow, I really want to eat that, especially when you see the reds and the greens and the yellows. Wonderful way of using colors to your advantage to make you eat more healthy things. So, again, these are some small ways to make big changes and get big results.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.